Marianne has a big anniversary. They are celebrating 100 years this year, and the Darien Police Department is offering an open house opportunity this upcoming weekend. Joining us for all the details, Joe Licari is here, and Joe is the records officer for the Darien Police Association, I should say the town of Darien, and the Darien Police Association treasurer. And Joe, welcome to the show. First of all, talk about the legacy of the Darien Police Department.
Good morning. So, yes, we are celebrating our 100th anniversary this year. The police department was founded in 1925, and we are going to commemorate that with an open house here at the police department to get the community back involved with the department. The last open house we did was about 12 years ago when we did an addition on our building.
Oh, wow. That's exciting and great timing. So, I mean, there's a lot that's happening, Joe, but I want to first talk about sort of the elephant in the room, which is, I think, why these open house opportunities are so great. Yes, certainly a new building is great. A milestone moment, 100 years, is certainly nothing to scoff at. But in recent years, there's been a lot of tension between society and law enforcement, maybe not in the town of Darien, but just across the country in general. How important is it that we find opportunities to engage both parties together, officers and their communities?
Very important. We like to get the community to get to know us as people. We all have the same lives outside of our job with families and regular life stuff. We all probably have a lot of hobbies in common, and we want to get people to know our police officers as also human beings or just people in the world. We have a lot of stuff in common. We want to show you the stuff that we do and why we do things that we do and how we do things. So that's why we're looking to do that at the open house, is we're going to have demonstrations for a lot of the specialized units that we have and just a lot of the things that we do here at the police department that people don't know about.
I mean, and that's just it. I think what's also really neat about this, Joe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but some of the demos that are happening, sure, that's exactly what's going on for Darien. But I would say they're probably similar to some of our neighboring municipalities, do you think?
Yes, very much so. We have similar specialized units that other departments also have. So between our Marine Division, which our neighbors in Stamford and Norwalk have, we have canine demonstrations, which are, we have our own canine officer here with our own patrol dog. And then I believe we are also going to have one of the Stamford officers bringing their patrol dog also. We are a member of a regional SWAT team with other towns in Fairfield County, and we're going to have demonstrations and some of their equipment there also. We're putting on a bicycle safety clinic in partnership with Danny Cycles. We are going to have Antonio's Pizza is bringing their pizza truck to have here at the police department. And then we're going to also run a child safety seat clinic here at the police department so that we can get everybody's car seats checked out so that we make sure that all the kids are safe in the cars.
Yeah, there's an awful lot. So, again, you can really get an up-close personal look at the patrol cars. There's child safety seat clinics happening. You can meet the police officers, do a department tour. A SWAT demo sounds awesome. And I got to give shout-outs to the canine demo. We actually just passed this past weekend the National Police Canine Day. And what's amazing is some people may not realize, I'm sure you know, obviously, Joe, because you're in this sector of work. But a lot of departments across the country, especially smaller ones, don't have canine units because it costs a lot of money. It requires a lot of training, both for the dogs and obviously for the handlers. So it's really special that we do have, you know, some departments in especially in Fairfield County that do have canines. I think that's a really impressive thing to take note of.
Yes, very much so. There are bigger departments, yes, have multiple canines a lot of the time, where us in Darien, we just have one, our canine Argo. He's been with us for, I believe, 8 or 9 years. And we're going to start to introduce a new canine come the end of this calendar year.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes. So I don't know all the exact specifics, but I know Argo is starting to get ready to retire. And so we're going to start to introduce a new canine officer and a new canine for the department going forward. And yes, the other departments have different canines and they learn different specialties and are used in different specialties. And that's a lot in the bigger departments where us as a small department, we use our canine when he's here and when he's available. And then a lot of times we rely on other departments when the need be that we, if Canine Argo is not available, then we reach out to other departments and vice versa. Those other departments, if Canine Argo is working or available, Officer Hinckley takes Canine Argo to the other departments to help them out too.
That's really cool.
That's the biggest thing that we run into around here, especially being so close down here in Lower Fairfield County, is that the departments work great together, especially with specialized units where sometimes we have departments that lack some of the resources that they sometimes reach out to other departments for, and then we help each other out when we're the ones that have resources that the other ones don't have, and they have something that we don't have. We give back and forth between each other.
I think that's even more of a reason, even if you're not a Darien resident, to go to the open house, because as Joe just mentioned, Darien does partner with many other municipalities when you need extra resources. And look, we see that with fire too, where if there's a scene and a fire department calls in extra units, a lot of the neighboring towns and cities will come in and help. And so you may very well come across Darien police officers, especially if you live in Lower Fairfield County. So I encourage you to check out this opportunity. I don't know how often you do open houses, Joe, but I feel like this is something that is really special and very well coordinated and is great for the average person, family member to come out and to check it out.
Yes, very much so. It'll be a great event. We're hoping for great weather and a great turnout because, again, like we haven't done one in 12 years and it's just to get to know the community and them to get to know us.
Yeah, it's really a great opportunity. Again, it's September 6th, this Saturday, from 11 in the morning till 3 p.m. at 25 Hecker Avenue. And again, if you want more information, you can certainly check out the Darien Police website, which is darienpolice.org. You can call them, of course. And Joe, I want to thank you so much for what you do, records officer for the town of Darien, and for coming on to give us the latest on this. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Again, celebrating 100 years and a big open house celebration that's going to be happening September 6th from 11 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. And you can be beyond just getting to know the Darien Police Department. There are some amazing event highlights, including a canine demo, SWAT demo, department tours, a child safety seat clinic, exploring the patrol cars, and much more. You can get more information on our website, voiceofct.com.